Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
My love of music is very well known here on Open House, so I'm glad to acknowledge and shine a light on some great work in the Christian music industry. It's a group called Aussie Christian Gigs. They support bands, artists and Christian radio stations throughout the country. They become extremely popular with both the fans and the performers. They are truly having a positive influence in the industry and, most importantly, spreading lots of hope and light. John Grinsell is one of the many people from Aussie Christian Gigs, and John joins us now on Open House. John, welcome.
Yeah, hi Lee, and certainly great to be with you and Open and all your listeners of Open House tonight.
It's great to have you with us. Where did ACG, as it's known, where did you guys start?
I've always been involved with Christian music for many years, with church worship bands and with my guitar and voice in hand, but please don't ask me to sing tonight.
Okay.
But my interest in Christian music grew from managing a Sydney Christian band called Sam's Permission, and they played at Black Stump for many years. I was also involved in promoting a Christian venue in Sydney's, a Christian music venue in Sydney Southwest called The Underground. Strangely enough, it is under a church. But in 2008, we started promoting The Underground at a store at Black Stump. People kept coming up and asking us if we can include their gig information and their band information. So the stall just grew and grew and grew. So following this stall at Black Stump in 2008, God birthed the vision and passion in my life for the need to promote and provide support for Christian gigs, for Christian bands, for Christian artists, and for Christian venues.
So what are the nuts and bolts of what you do day to day in this kind of work?
We see ourselves in three words: Aussie Christian Gigs. And that really sums up who we are. We're Aussie, and we're not ashamed of being Aussie. We've got Central Christian, and we're not ashamed of being Christian, and we're into gigs. But we not only see ourselves as a promoter, but a supporter, a mentor, and an encourager to those who are actually running Christian gigs and festivals across Australia.
How's the work changed or evolved over the years?
We started with a MySpace, which is, we don't know about MySpace anymore. Technology's moved on,
yes.
And we had to move on. And then we went to a Facebook profile site. Once we got to 5,000 fans, they quickly said, well, you know, you need to move on. You're not allowed any more friends. And then evolved into a Facebook page. Who knows what's next? But we've expanded. We've grown to include a website, our Facebook page, Twitter and email. And of course, our website is aussiechristiangigs.com.au. We're attracting interest from Christian gigs, festivals, bands, artists, radios, tours, fans, and networking partners from all over Australia. And it's certainly a valuable resource for those looking for Christian gigs and information on Christian bands. Youth groups are always asking, Aussie Christian Gigs has grown to become a part of the Christian music scene across Australia. And we've really developed a great network in every state.
It's a significant thing and a good thing that Aussie Christian music has developed into such a vibrant kind of force that it has. It's very much changed over the last, say, couple of decades.
It's certainly changed. I grew up with an acoustic guitar.
Same here.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. We grew up with worship bands these days. The level of sophistication of music in churches and things like that. And what we're finding is that, you know, a lot of the good singers are coming out of worship bands, are being skilled to play the sort of music we have today.
It's a tricky thing as you mentor these men and women. It's a tricky thing to take on almost the rock star kind of world and yet maintain the humility, for instance, that's at the very heart of Christian faith.
That is very tricky. There's two types of artists out there. They call themselves Christian bands, and there's professional artists out there who are Christians. Yeah. So we try and support both Christian musicians who are playing in Christian venues or who may be playing in Christian hotels.
The fact that it's Christian doesn't stop it sometimes from being a roller coaster in terms of performance, image, ego.
Well, that's certainly right. When you're a musician and you're up the front, of course, the egos can get a bit big. But
yeah, yeah.
We've all got jobs. It's all about providing that balance and keeping Jesus centre in your life.
Yeah. What are some of the Christian artists and bands we should be looking out for, John?
We have to mention sort of Hillsong and Hillsong United. They've gone
huge,
aren't they? Certainly Christian artists coming out of TV talent shows like The Voice, and we can, you know, you've interviewed some of them, but,
yep.
You know, Stan Walker, Brittany Cairns, Tager Pay, Mark Lowndes, Fortunate, Hayley Nelson, just to name a few. But yeah, it's great to see them coming out of the Voice. Certainly, we've just had a major Christian music fest. 10,000 people attended Easterfest 2003 in the wet again. But the sort of international bands they attract, have a listen to this: Relying K, New World Sun, Audio Adrenaline, Sanctus Real, Lecrae, Demon Hunter, Peter Furler, Paul Coleman, United Pursuit Band. And of course, there are over 150 Aussie Christian bands, and some of the featured ones, of course, on his trumpet there, James Morrison.
Yep.
James Morrison.
He's been on Open House.
That's right. Compliments of Gus, the JSC Gospel Band. Jake Norter, Mortification. Oh, there's a good name, eh? Scat, The Former Love, The Kingdom, Tiger Town, New Empire, Beck Lawton, Evermore, and Silver Cities.
It is huge, isn't it? So how does ACG hope to expand over the next few years? Where do you see it heading, John?
Well, we're trying to adopt the KISS principle. We just try and keep it simple.
Yes.
Without doing anything silly or anything like that. We wanted to keep it simple. So we will continue to promote and support Christian gigs and artists and venues across Australia through our network site. We want to continue to promote and represent Christian music on every stage. We talk about stages for performers. We want to represent Christian music on the local stage, on the state stage, on the national stage, and on the international stage. We're keen to expand our networks across Australia in every state, so we have a representative in each state. The bottom line is that the more people that are on our Facebook page, the more people can hear about the great Christian gigs and bands across Australia. Christian is central. Aussie Christian gigs is the center word. We want to keep Christian and Jesus central to our ministry.
All power to you. We'll put your Facebook details up on our Open House Community Facebook page. John Grinsell, thank you so much for coming.
It's certainly been great to be with you on Open House, and to all your listeners, thank you.
Thanks, John.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.